I follow her into the backyard. As I scope out the grass carpet spread to eternity, I realize that the Pruitts not only have the largest house in Antler, but they also have the biggest lawn. Morning glories spill over the back fence. A stone path winds its way to a white gazebo, big enough for a high school band. Two apple trees' branches droop heavy with apples, and the fruit litters the ground beneath them. I glance at the list. Number 1. Pick up apples off the ground. Miss Murdy May points out the beds that need weeding. Now, if you're ever in doubt if it's a weed or not, give me a holler. Better safe than sorry. I'll be in my dark room. She leaves me alone in the yard. Every green apple I pick up has a hole in it. I can't get away from worms. The vinegar smell of rotting apples on the ground makes me want to puke, and roly-polies invade the fruit like an army climbing over green mountains.
I'm trying to figure out what Toby's doing here. Let's see. First we read, I glance at the list. Then it says, Number 1, pick up apples off the ground. That must be the first chore on the list. Then Toby describes picking up the apples. Okay, I get it. The author is listing the chores on Miss Murdy May's list, and then describing Toby doing them. Let's keep reading where we left off. We're on page 91, and we're about to read number 2 on Toby's list, Mow Lawn in an East-West Pattern.
Number 2. Mow Lawn in an East-West Pattern. The yard seems to go on forever, east to west, west to east. The mower roars and spits grass blades to the side. The smell of freshly cut grass fills the air. Halfway through the job, I decide mowing isn't boring if you make your own designs. I make a circle,